Welcome in. Today we're making a classic drum and bass wobble in Ableton Live 12, but with a twist that instantly pushes it toward jungle. We're going to swing the movement of the bass, not just the drums. Alive beginners will add swing to hi-hats, maybe to ghost snare, and call it groove, but jungle and break-driven DNB has that rolling, shuffling feel because the little events inside the sound are dancing too. Filter openings, re-triggers, little anticipations. So we'll build a wobble, then we'll resample it to audio and treat it like a break, slice it, retime it, and apply a groove template so it rolls properly around 174 BPM. Alright, let's set up the session. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Then create three tracks. First, a MIDI track called Bass MIDI. Second, an audio track called Bass Resample. Third, a drum track called Drums, either MIDI or audio depending on whether you're using a loop or a drum rack. And on your master, keep it clean for now. No limiter yet. Resampling is way easier when you're not accidentally clipping while printing audio. Now, let's build the wobble bass. On Bass MIDI, load Waveedable. Keep it simple and heavyweight. For oscillator 1, choose basic shapes and start with a sine. If you want a bit more bite later, you can switch to triangle, but sine is perfect for learning because you can really hear what the filter is doing. Turn oscillator 2 off for now. If you want, add a touch of unison, two voices, and keep the amount around 20 to 30%, just enough to widen the mid slightly, not so much that your low end turns blurry. Turn on the filter in Waveedable and choose LP24. Set the filter frequency around 120 Hz as a starting point, resonance around 15 to 25%, and a little drive, like 5 to 15%. We're not trying to obliterate it yet. We're building a controlled wobble that can survive resampling and slicing. Now, write a bassline. Make an 8-bar MIDI clip. If you don't know what key to choose, go with F minor. It's a comfy DNB key and sits nicely in the low range. Keep the notes mostly around F1 to A-sharp 1. That's where you get weight. For a pattern, think simple but syncopated. A couple hits that land on beat 1, then an offbeat hit, then another on 3, and something on the end of 4. You're aiming for a line that feels like it's answering the drums, not just sitting there like a long drone. Now we create the wobble movement. After Waveedable, drop in the LFO MIDI device. Map it to Waveedable's filter frequency. Set the LFO shape to triangle for a smooth wobble. You can try saw later if you want it to snap harder. Set the rate to 1/8 to start. Sync on. Now bring up the depth until you hear it travel from sub-B and close to more open and mid-forward. A useful target range is something like 80 Hz up to 500 Hz or even higher if you want more growl, but don't open so far that your bass loses its center. Use the offset to keep it from going too thin when it opens. At this point you should have a steady, on-grid wobble. Cool, but it probably doesn't feel like jungle yet. It feels like a metronome. Let's fix that. We're going to add jungle swing, and here's the mindset. Swing the events that create movement, not just the MIDI notes. Open the groove pool. In Ableton Live, that's the little wave icon on the left side, or you can use the shortcut Command or Control, Alt, G. Find a groove like Swing 16-65. That's a great starting point. In the groove pool settings, set timing around 70 to 90%. Start at 80%. Random can be subtle, like 5 to 15%, but keep it gentle. We want swagger, not sloppiness. Keep velocity at 0, because we're not trying to add loud soft dynamics here. We're shaping timing feel. Now drag that groove onto your bass MIDI clip. Listen, you'll hear the notes shift. But here's the catch, your LFO is still locked to the grid, so the wobble's peaks and dips can feel disconnected from the swung notes, so we need to make the wobble itself shuffle. We'll do it in a beginner-friendly way using auto filter plus a clip envelope. Add auto filter after Waveedable. Don't overthink placement yet. If you put it after Waveedable and before some distortion later, that's usually a nice spot. If you put it after the LFO, you'll get layered motion. Both can work. For now, just place it after Waveedable and leave your LFO device in the chain as well. We're allowed to stack movement. Now go into your MIDI clip view, find envelopes, and choose auto filter, then frequency. Draw a 1-bar repeating envelope. Here's what you're aiming for. Open the filter more on offbeats, so it feels like it's stepping forward between the main beats. Then add a little double bump leading into beat 3. That push into 3 is a jungle signature. It's like the bass is leaning into the snare. Keep the shapes musical. You don't need perfect geometry. You're drawing a performance. Now here's the important part. Because the MIDI clip has groove applied, Those rhythmic moments you're drawing and triggering line up with that swung feel. You're no longer just hearing notes with swing. You're hearing the bass movement itself start to dance. Quick coaching move. Mute your hats and extra percussion for a moment, and listen to just kick and snare plus the bass. If those two don't make you nod, the groove isn't right yet. Jungle is all about the relationship between backbeat and movement. Once it feels good, we print it. This is where the resampling magic happens. Go to your bass resample audio track. Set audio from to your bass MIDI track, and make sure you choose Post Effects. Post Effects is key, because we want to capture the wobble, the filter movement, and any processing you're doing. Arm the bass resample track. You can solo the bass if you want a clean capture. Now record 8 bars. Let it loop once if you want options, but at minimum get a clean 8-bar pass. When you stop, trim the audio clip so it starts exactly on a bar line and ends exactly on a bar line. If you need, you set start marker and make it tight. This is one of those unsexy steps that make slicing later feel effortless. Before slicing, make the clip edit ready. Turn on fades and add tiny fades at the clip edges to prevent clicks. If the bass has long released hails, consolidate the clip so the audio behaves consistently when chopped. Now click the clip and check warp. Warp should be on. For warp mode, start with Complex Pro for smoothness. If it gets smeary, switch to Complex. If you want more bite and texture, try Texture mode, but be careful because it can get weird fast on bass. Make sure it lines up with the grid. If it's drifting, fix the warp markers now. Do not wait until after slicing. Now we slice it like a break. Right-click the resampled clip and choose Slice to new MIDI track. Slice by 1/16 as a starting point. Warp on. 1/1/16. Ableton will create a drum rock with each slice on a pad. This is where it gets really fun, because now the bass is playable like drum hits. Create a MIDI clip on the new slice track. Start with a simple rolling pattern. Mostly 1/8 hits so it breathes. Then add a couple of quick 1/16 re-triggers as little fills, especially leading into snares. That creates that double time illusion without changing the tempo. And yes, apply a groove to the slice MIDI clip as well. Often it works great to use heavier timing on bass slices than on the drums. Think of the groove pull like a feel mixer, light on drums, heavier on bass slices, and keep the substrate. Now let's add drum context so you can actually judge the groove. On drums, drop in a breakbeat loop or build an amen-ish pattern in a drum rack. Apply the same groove to the drums, but use less timing, like 60-80%. You want the kick and snare to stay dependable. The swing should mostly live in hats, ghosts, and the bass movement. If the kick and snare start feeling drunk, back off the timing. Jungle bounce is usually micro timing, not extreme swing everywhere. Now do a quick, practical mix pass on the resampled bass track, using stock devices. Add EQ 8, high pass around 25-35 Hz to remove rumble. If it's muddy, dip a few dB around 200-350 Hz. Add saturator. Use analog clip mode. Drive around 2-6 dB and turn on soft clip. You want the bass to read on smaller speakers, and saturation helps translate the rhythm. Optionally add auto filter after resampling too, just for subtle breathing, but keep it controlled. Too much motion on top of slices can get messy. Add a compressor for gentle control. Ratio around 2:1, attack 10-30 milliseconds, release 50-120 milliseconds. This is not about smashing. It's about keeping the groove consistent so the quieter steps don't disappear behind the break. Add utility. Keep the low end centered. If you're doing anything stereo in the mids, make sure your sub stays mono. This is non-negotiable in most DNB systems. If you notice the bass loses sub after resampling and slicing, that's normal. The fix is to layer a clean sub, duplicate your original MIDI bass, strip it down to a pure sine with minimal movement, keep it straight with no groove, and lightly sidechain it to the kick. Now you get weight on grid, and swagger in the resampled mids. Let's turn it into an arrangement-ready phrase. Try an 8-bar structure like this. Bars 1-2, cleaner wobble, less swing, more readable. Bars 3-4, introduce the swung resample chops, maybe slightly busier. Bars 5-6, remove one bass hit per bar. Bass equals groove. This is where rollers get their bounce. Bars 7-8, add a stutter fill using 1/16 slice repeats leading into the next section. That call and response idea is a jungle staple. Bass phrases answer drum phrases. Quick troubleshooting, because these are the common beginner traps. If everything feels overswung, reduce groove timing. Then add just one or two intentional 8 moments per bar instead of cranking timing globally. If your wobble eats the sub, your filter range is too extreme, or you need that separate sublayer. If you accidentally resample pre-FX, you'll wonder why the audio sounds boring. Always choose post-FX. If you get clicks after slicing, add tiny fades and avoid slicing right on huge waveform peaks. If warp sounds mushy, change warp mode and keep warping minimal. Now, a few extra power moves if you want to level it up without leaving stock Ableton. You can push and pull with track delay. Try setting the resampled bass track to be slightly late, like plus 5 to plus 15 milliseconds, while keeping the sub layer at zero. That's an instant swagger trick. Weight stays on grid. Attitude sits back. You can also extract groove from a Riedel break. Drop in a breakbeat loop you like, right-click it, choose extract groove, and apply that groove to your bass slice MIDI. That's literally stealing the drummer's timing and giving it to your wobble. And if you want the wobble to speak more, try a vowelish movement using auto filter in band pass mode with some resonance. Sweep between two sweet spots so it feels like ooh to ah, resample it, then slice the most characterful syllables. All right, quick mini practice to lock this in.